You're going to listen to a radio interview about changes in the US housing market. First, you will have 45 seconds to study the task below. Then you will hear the recording twice. While listening, choose the correct answer A, B, C, or D for questions 1 to 6. Write your answers in the spaces provided. The first one, 0, has been done for you. After the second listening, you will have 45 seconds to check your answers.
One of the toughest parts of living in a big city is finding an affordable place to live. That might be getting a bit easier. Here is Stacey Vanek-Smith and Cardiff Garcia from NPR's podcast.
Rents in the U.S. have been on the rise for years until now. According to statistics, the average rent in the U.S. is $1,440, and that is unchanged from a year ago.
This is a big deal.
This is Susan Wachter. She's a professor of real estate and finance at Wharton. She says, yes, New York is extreme, but this story has been playing out all across the country.
This is a big deal because it signals a turning point. The reason why the problematic housing situation has recovered is due to a supply-chasing demand effect.
And supply was chasing demand in large part because of the housing crisis 10 years ago. For a long time after the crisis, building construction was just dead. Other parts of the economy, though, started to boom. You know, like the tech sector and retail industry. And people started wanting to move again and live in nicer places. But building and construction just lagged behind.
As a result, there weren't enough apartments to meet demand. And the prices of the rentals that were available just kept going up. The construction industry did eventually kick into gear, and building has been happening like crazy in many parts of the country. Still, there was a large number of people who wanted to move to a new apartment. Even though new places were being built, there still weren't enough places to meet all of the demand. So, rents just kept climbing and climbing.
Until now, the supply of housing seems to finally be catching up with demand.
Or at least, if you need to rent right now, you're going to be renting for less than last year. So that's a good thing. And if you wait a bit, rents are probably going to fall even farther.
This is good news, especially for people with lower salaries.
But for the economy as a whole, is this a good or a bad thing?
Well, I think this is actually good for the economy because we previously had a real hit on mobility.
Susan says a lot of people were dealing with unaffordable rents in a few different ways. You know, like they'd live together with 3 to 4 people in an apartment.
Sardine life.
Yeah, or they'd stay with family or with their parents longer, or just not take a job in the places where the jobs were because the apartment rents were so high.
Now that rental prices are falling, says Susan, it means people will have more options. They can be more mobile.
Mobility to where the new jobs are is what drives the economy. The job market is booming, but it's been difficult to find places in the hot markets particularly.
Susan says a lot of companies have been struggling to find workers to fill all their jobs, which meant that those companies could not grow as fast as they wanted to. Lower rent, she says, will help companies and cities and small businesses.
Also, if people are spending less on rent, it means they have more money to spend on other things, like eating out or going to the movies or buying clothes. And that's obviously good for those parts of the economy. Cardiff Garcia for NPR News. One of the toughest parts of living in a big city is finding an affordable place to live. That might be getting a bit easier. Here is Stacey Vanek Smith and Cardiff Garcia from NPR's podcast.
Rents in the U.S. have been on the rise for years until now. According to statistics, the average rent in the U.S. is $1,440, and that is unchanged from a year ago.
This is a big deal.
This is Susan Wachter. She's a professor of real estate and finance at Wharton. She says, yes, New York is extreme, but this story has been playing out all across the country.
This is a big deal because it signals a turning point. The reason why the problematic housing situation has recovered is due to a supply-chasing demand effect.
And supply was chasing demand in large part because of the housing crisis 10 years ago. For a long time after the crisis, building construction was just dead. Other parts of the economy, though, started to boom. You know, like the tech sector and retail industry. And people started wanting to move again and live in nicer places. But building and construction just lagged behind.
As a result, there weren't enough apartments to meet demand. And the prices of the rentals that were available just kept going up. The construction industry did eventually kick into gear. And building has been happening like crazy in many parts of the country. Still, there was a large number of people who wanted to move to a new apartment. Even though new places were being built, there still weren't enough places to meet all of the demand. So, rents just kept climbing and climbing.
Until now, the supply of housing seems to finally be catching up with demand.
Or at least, if you need to rent right now, you're going to be renting for less than last year. So that's a good thing. And if you wait a bit, rents are probably going to fall even farther.
This is good news, especially for people with lower salaries.
But for the economy as a whole, is this a good or a bad thing?
Well, I think this is actually good for the economy, because we previously had a real hit on mobility.
Susan says a lot of people were dealing with unaffordable rents in a few different ways. You know, like they'd live together with 3 to 4 people in an apartment.
Sardine life.
Yeah, or they'd stay with family or with their parents longer, or just not take a job in the places where the jobs were because the apartment rents were so high.
Now that rental prices are falling, says Susan, it means people will have more options. They can be more mobile.
Mobility to where the new jobs are is what drives the economy. The job market is booming, but it's been difficult to find places in the hot markets particularly.
Susan says a lot of companies have been struggling to find workers to fill all their jobs, which meant that those companies could not grow as fast as they wanted to. Lower rent, she says, will help companies and cities and small businesses.
Also, if people are spending less on rent, it means they have more money to spend on other things, like eating out or going to the movies or buying clothes. And that's obviously good for those parts of the economy. Cardiff Garcia for NPR News.